going to be the Miss Chiefs basketball. They lead by two. Fourth quarter action here. James inbound the basketball. And she'll slowly bring it across to Milne. Back to James. Everybody overshifts now. They go to Buxton. Back out to Milne at the top. Back to James. She drives inside. Kicks the ball back out to Yelenemi. Three on the way. In and out. No rebound. Fought for underneath. And looks like the Miss Chiefs, Melanie's going to come up with it. Four there. So the Yelenemi, they were working for that three-point shot off of that corner, but she wasn't able to get it. Goes to Buxton. Nice pick. Puts up the shot. Fought foot underneath. Rebound down to Gross. She clears it out for the Glacier Bears. Over to Swinton. Left-handed dribble. Goes down the left-hand side of the court. Stops. Wants to go inside. Spin move. Back to Stegen. All the way over to Zanow. Looks inside. Can't find anybody. Now they'll reverse it back out to Swinton. Long three on the way off the side of the iron. Can Zanow get there in time? No. So it's going to go back to the Miss Chiefs on the far right-hand side here. Glacier Bears hustle back on defense now. 23-21. Miss Chiefs with a two-point lead. 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Milne out at the top. Goes right-hand side. Stops. Kicks the ball back out. Yelenemi on three, and she gets it from there, and that's her sixth point of the game. I mean, you can't get any farther back in that corner, right-hand corner than she gets. Swinton's got to get a hand up a little bit sooner. Daps the ball back inside to Gross, up and in. So Autumn Gross picks up her fourth point of the evening, 23-26. Miss Chiefs have the basketball and the three-point lead. 6:35 to go in the basketball game. Hayward goes down right-hand side to Yelenemi. This time, Swinton gets out there. Now they go into Hayward, stops, puts up the shot, going to draw the foul. Actually, I'm not quite sure. It could have been a pass, too, over to the side, but from where the official is standing, it looked like it might be a shot. 4-3, Autumn Gross. That'll be her third personal foul. Bradford coming off the bench. Looks like Cowart coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Shot's on the way. Good. So she picks up another one from the free throw line. She's got 7 points, and she is 3 for 5 from the line. So Hayward extends the scoring just a bit here for the Miss Chiefs' four-point lead, biggest lead for them tonight. This one is also good, so she picks up another one from the free throw line. She's got 8. So 28-23, Miss Chiefs' biggest lead of the night for them. Goes left-hand side to Swinton. Holds the ball, however, back to Bradford. She wants to go inside to Cowart. Not able to get it there. Back to Swinton. Stops. Three-pointer on the way. Off the side of the iron. Off of Zanow. Hustling over there. She gets it, however, and goes back into Cowart. Back to Swinton. Stops. Eyes the bucket. Wanted the shot. Changed her mind, however. Alley-oops inside to Cowart. She's completely surrounded, and now she is tied up. Alternating possession goes to the Glacier Bears. Coming off the bench, number 10, Johnson, with those 4 personal fouls. So coach decided, well, I've got to put her back into the game. Bradford with the basketball. Finds Swinton, baseline, right-hand side. Stops, wants to first up the shot. Off the glass, no rebound. Comes back down the hands of James, and she's quick on the dribble. 2-on-1 break, stops. Puts up the shot for about 6, and she's got it. Well, she just stopped. Everybody cleared out, went right by her. So she shot that little 6-footer and went right up and in. Well, it looks like Coach Brittenham says, well, I got to slow these gals down. So he's going to take a full 1-minute timeout. So I'm going to turn it back to the KHNS studios. I'll be back in 1 minute. And welcome back to Glacier Bear basketball here. It's going to be Glacier Bears basketball. They got to bring it the full length of the court. They trail by 7 right now. Biggest lead by the Miss Chiefs in the basketball game. 30-23, 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter of action. Yelenemi puts a little pressure out the top. Swinton comes to the right-hand side looking for Cowart. Alley-oops inside. She's got it. Oh, wanted to go inside, but it's going to be stepping out of bounds with Stegen. As Destiny got the ball a little bit too far under the bucket, so she had to drop it back out, but Stegen was also out of bounds, so the official was standing right there. Milne brings the ball up slowly across the half-court line. Takes the dribble. Glacier Bears in the man-to-man defense right now. Comes back out to Hayward. She was down the center lane. Stops, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. So she's able to beat that man-to-man defense pretty easy. She did a little crossover dribble and went right to the hoop. And the basket is going to count. The foul's on 4. That'll be Brittany Bradford, and that's her 4th personal foul. Back to the free throw line is Hayward. Shots off the right-hand side. Fight for the board. Bradford comes away with it. Hayward misses another. Fisher Bears have the dribble now on the left-hand side as Swinton reverses it back, 2-3 zone. She took two steps and traveled. What happened is Bradford and Swinton both came together at the same point, and poor Kaylee didn't have any place to go, and so she ended up stepping. All right, subs into the ballgame. Krager comes into the ballgame, and Larson comes into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. 4:59 to go in the game, 32-23. Miss Chiefs open it up a bit of a lead here now. Glacier Bears need to get a stop or two and come down and score it. Milne out at the top on the dribble. Good defense by Zanow. Back to Hayward. She moves inside, puts up the shot off the front of the glass. Rebound fought for. Comes back down into Yelenie's hands, and she's going to be called for the travel. And it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball, so they got to stop. Let's see if they can get a score out of it here now. Swinton with the basketball. Miss Chiefs drop back. Little pressure being applied by Yelenie out at the top. They go back out to Stegan on the dribble. Comes across. Stops. Nothing happened. Comes back across to Zanow. She's being guarded by Yelenie over on that left-hand side. Now there's going to be a three-second call again on Krager. Down low there, they get on that block, I think, and then they forget that they've got that one right hand, right, like down there. She had her right foot in there. 4:23 to go in the basketball game. 32-23. Down the center of the lane goes Melanie up, and in and out, no rebound. Fought for Zanow comes with it, and she's immediately tied up as she brought the ball back down. Boy, Melanie just went right down the lane. Nobody stopped her. She just blew the lay in. 32-24, 4:14, Miss Chiefs basketball under their basket. Looking, they get it to Hayward. She has that baseline, makes some nice moves, stops, puts up the shot, wasn't able to do anything with it, bounces around, and Johnson comes up with it for the Miss Chiefs. They go back into Hayward, back to James, up and in. So James was standing right there and just put a ball up and over the top and in. Comes back out to Swinton. Alley-oops inside over the head of Larson and out of bounds, so the ball's going to go back to the Miss Chiefs. They lead 34-23, 3:52 to go here in the basketball game, and the Miss Chiefs have opened up a bit of a lead here. I don't know. The Glacier Bears have definitely got to get a stop now. Melny with the ball out at the top. Goes inside to James. Now she's going to be fouled by Stegan. James coming off that baseline, come right straight up to almost the free throw line and stopped, and then Stegan just ran right into her. I don't think she was ready for her to stop. And, of course, the official is right there. All right. Substitution. Gross back into the ball game now. And also Coward into the game. We've got Zanow coming out and Krager coming out. 3:40 to go here. Fourth quarter action. 34 Miss Chiefs, 23 Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears only scored 2 points so far in this second half of play. Down to Coward, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. Let's see which one. They got two gals there. Which one is he going to call? 1-0 hold. And that'll be 5 on her, so she's going to foul out of the basketball game with 3:39 to go. Johnson finishes the evening with 6 points, didn't go to the free throw line at all, and picks up her 5th personal foul. We're going all the way to the other end as we're in the 1-1 situation now. That'll send Howard to the free throw line. She is one chance from there. Only has 2 points in the ballgame. She had 10 last night, but just not able to get them to go tonight. She's got the ball. She'll bounce it a couple lines. Glacier Bears were 7-14 last night. This one's on its way off the side. No, and going to be a lane violation. She got in there a little bit too early. She knew she was going to miss it, and so she hustled in there, and they're not even shooting a 50% range here tonight from the free throw line. I haven't totaled it up, but I can just look here, and I got too many zeros that don't have any marks that marked them in them. All right. Melanie goes left-hand side to Yelenie. Back up to Melanie, over to James, way beyond the three-point. That's who got three Buxton, and now she's going to be called. And coach wanted a timeout. Actually, it just saved it because Guthrie Buxton was getting ready to shuffle her feet. Well, it looks like it's going to be a full timeout, so I'm going to turn it back to KHNS Studios. I'll be back in 1 minute. And welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. Just looking down the score sheet real quick here, the Miss Chiefs scoring. All the starters have at least 6 points each, and Hayward has 10, so they've got just pretty much even scoring all the way around. Glacier Bears kind of spread it out a bit. Swinton with 7 points so far this evening. Miss Chiefs basketball on the far side. They go inside to Guthrie Buxton. The ball's rolling around. Still nobody comes up with it. Now Larson gets over and gets it, but she's being hawked in there. Gets it back out to Zanow on the dribble on the left-hand side. She's got to beat two girls to the hoop. Stops, puts up the shot about six, and got it. So she just said, well, I'm not going in there. I'm going to put the shot up, and does. So she narrows that lead. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game now. Miss Chiefs with the basketball. Hayward out at the top. Looking, goes inside, throws the ball back away, and Stegen comes away with the steal. And they go back to Bradford. Glacier Bears got those stops now. If they can get to score it, they can tighten things up. 34-25. Back out to Swenton. Two-pointer on the way. Going to be short. Rebound comes back down. And we're going to the floor. Going to be a jump ball. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Bradford will inbound it on the right-hand side. Looking. Goes inside to Larson. She can't do anything with it. Back to Swenton. Stops. Can't do anything. She'll get the ball back out to Bradford. She brings it out to the top to Zanow. Comes across the left-hand side. Puts up the shot. No, rebound comes back down the hands of Milne. And she gets it back into Hayward's hands on the dribble. Hayward is a good ball handler. She's still got the drive. Nobody picks her up. She lays it up and she's going to draw it. I mean, nobody stopped her. We went from one end of the court to the other end of the court. Stegen's going to be whistled for the foul, and the basket's going to count. That's 12 points for her. I mean, the court is only so long, and she used every inch of it as she went down all the way down and laid it in. 36-25, 11-point lead with 2 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the basketball game here. We're going to take another timeout. Not sure what it is, so I'll just keep it here, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here. Don't forget, we got the boys' game coming up here. Oh, in about 25-30 minutes. 20 minutes after this one gets over, we're at the 2:21 mark of the fourth quarter, and the Miss Chiefs have opened it up 36-25. Glacier Bears struggling from the field as they had 21 points at the end of that third quarter, and only able to pick up another four here in this fourth quarter. The Miss Chiefs, 36. They got, as I mentioned just a bit ago here, Milne was 6, James was 6, Johnson was 6, Yelanimi was 6, and 12 for Hayward. And those are the starters for the Miss Chiefs, all doing a great job here. For our Haines Glacier Bears, Cowart has 2 points, 4 for Gross, 7 for Swenton, 2 for Bradford, 4 for Krager, 6 for Zanow. Glacier Bears back out on the court now, and back at the free throw line is Hayward. She does have those 12 points, like I mentioned. 2:21 to go in the basketball game, 36-25. Hayward at the line. She'll bounce it a couple of times. This one's up on its way off the side of the iron. Rebound down to Swenton. Not keeping track of rebounds, but Swenton's got her share of them tonight, along with Gross and Cowart. Goes down the right-hand side is Swenton. Stops. Keeps the dribble alive. Alley-oops inside to Zanow, all the way over to Bradford. Goes over to Stegen. Now there's going to be a three-second call on Larson down low, setting up on that block. Okay, full court pressure being applied by the Glacier Bears now. They get the ball back inside to Jane. Jane still, she gives up her dribble now, comes back outside to Guthrie Buxton. She's on the dribble, stripped away, but now she gets it back. Alley-oop inside, gives Zanow, puts a lot of pressure on. Now there's going to be a 10-second count they got on it, so that's what it was. All right, so Glacier Bears forced the turnover at the 1:54 mark. Took them more than 10 seconds to get up there. All right, over to Larson. Larson out the dribble to top, left-hand side to Bradford. Shot's on its way, and she's got it. So Brittany Bradford gets her fourth point of the night. Glacier Bears down with only 9 with 1:42 to go. Reverses it back to Milne. She's on the dribble across, comes across. She'll get it across, and now she's going to be fouled. We're going to the free throw line for sure. 1-3, Zanow. Glacier Bears putting a lot of pressure on and forcing some turnovers here. Guthrie Buxton's having a hard time handling that pressure, so coach is talking to her right now. Back at the free throw line are the Miss Chiefs. Milne, 1 for 2. She's got that one, so she picks up a point from the free throw line, and that's 7 points for her. 10-point lead now with 1:36 to go in the basketball game. 1-1 chance here. Up on its way. This one is also good, so now she picks up her 8th point to extends that lead back to 11 again at the 1:34 mark. Swanton gets it up across the half-court line. Gaines puts a little bit of pressure on. Stop. Long three on the way. No, a little bit off. And rebound comes back down in the hands of Milne. She gets it back out to Hayward. Alley-oop to Yelanimi all the way down and just out ahead of her too much. It would have been an easy lay-in for her if none of the Glacier Bears were back, and it would have been an easy lay-in, but the pass was a little strong at the 1:15 mark to go of the fourth quarter. Glacier Bears need to get some quick points up here. Over to Stegan off of her foot. We're on the floor. Now we're going to have Bradford. Well, she jumped right on top of her. I know that. So the official's standing right there. Krager checks into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. And Bradford will take a quick seat. Going all the way down at the other end, Guthrie Buxton. She has yet to score in the ball game. This is her first chance from the free throw line with 1 minute, 9 seconds to go here in the basketball game. This shot is up off the side, no good. But she gets a second as they're in the double bonus situation. Can hear the ball bouncing. This one's on its way off the side of the iron. No rebound. Fought for. Swinton comes up with it again for the Glacier Bears. She looks up the court real quick at the 1 minute mark to go in the basketball game. Swinton with the dribble to the right hand side. They're extending the defense out because they know she's going to shoot it, and she does, but it's a little bit too strong. Comes down in Larson's hand, and now there's going to be a foul called. Larson came down with that weak side rebound, turned right around, and just as she did, she got hacked across the arms by number 11. That's James, and that's her second personal foul, and that's going to send Larson to the free throw line. Has yet to score tonight and yet to be at the free throw line. Glacier Bears are going to have a tough time here. They're down by 11, but Larson could cut into that lead a bit here. Shots up off the side, no, but I can hear a whistle in there, and I think she's going to get a second chance because one of the mischiefs stepped in the lane a little bit early. Larson takes her time there at the free throw line, and I think got just a little antsy and stepped in there. The official's standing right there, so he knew it. So here she's going to get another chance to make it work. This one's up, and oh, this is off the right-hand side. Doesn't go, however. And the ball comes back down in the hands of the mischief, Yelanimi, all the way down. But she elected to come back out with it rather than put the shot up. Probably a wise move on her part as a clock is in their favor now. Sanow almost makes a steal. Stop. Jumper from the free throw line. And it's good. Manoni comes down, and she's got 10 points with 30 seconds to go in the basketball game. Swinton on the dribble to the right-hand side. Now Jane's going to get called on it. Not quite sure why. She's going to try to stop Kaylee from going down the right-hand side. She's got to get her body in front of her rather than reach from the side. So that's going to send Swinton to the free throw line. 1 for 2 tonight from the free throw line. 7 points in the ball game. 40-27 is the score. Swinton with the basketball. On its way off the back of the iron. No rebound down to Yelanimi. And she's going to keep the dribble. She gives it off to Hayward on the right-hand side. She'll bring it back out. 20 seconds to go. Back to Yelanimi. Over to Hayward. Now there's going to be a foul as Swinton comes out. Fouls are way beyond the three-point arc here. Going to send her to the free throw line. We're in a double bonus situation for the mischiefs now. Swinton's second personal foul. Sending Hayward to the free throw line. 12 points in the ball game. And off to the side is no good. So she misses that one as she is 4 for 9 from the free throw line. 40-27. Glacier Bears, unfortunately, are going to go down to defeat. This is shot is good. And so she picks up another one from the free throw line. That's her 13th point of the ball game. Swinton comes down with 14 seconds to go in the game. Stops. Puts up the shot from just inside the three-point arc. A bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Hayward comes up with it for the mischiefs, and quickly down the court they come to Milne. She dribbles it back out. You're going to hear the buzzer in the background. So we're going to finish this ball game with the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 27 points, while the Metlakatla mischiefs finish with 41 points. So the mischiefs are going to come away with a win. They're going to go 5-3 in conference play. Glacier Bear gals now are going to go 3-4 in next play. Well, now we've got scoring. Let me quickly run down that for you, and then I want to remind you we are going to have another game here in about 20, 25 minutes. The boys are going to be out on the court. Melanie finishes with 10 points, was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. James finished with 6, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Johnson fouled out of the ball game. She had 6 points. Guthrie Buxton got into the game, missed a couple of free throws, didn't score. Yellenamy picked up 6 points. Did not get to the free throw line. Hayward is the leading scorer for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. She had 13 points, and she was 5 for 10 from the free throw line for their 41 points. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Howard finished with 2 points, had 2 chances from the free throw line, couldn't get either one of those to go. Autumn Gross finished with 4 points in the game. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Swenton finished with 7 points. She was 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Larson got to the free throw line a couple times, couldn't get him to go. Bradford finished the ball game with 4, missed 1 from the free throw line. And Krager, coming off the bench, finished the ball game with 4, got to the line, but wasn't able to get that one to go. And Zanow finished the ball game with 6 points and did not get to the free throw line. So the Glacier Bears, tough trip this time, losing last night by a score of 38-50. And then going down to defeat again tonight by a score of 41-27.